one story to tell you is now, again, the royalties from all my books are going to Christian missions work, supporting projects. To look at that and the impact on my daughters, one of them when she was a junior in high school. So now this was numbers of years later. So that was the 10-year-old. So let's say we're talking 7 years later. She and I are out for a bike ride. And we go into a neighborhood, and it's a gated neighborhood, which we don't have gated neighborhoods in this community. It's just, they're just unheard of. But this is gated, and so, of course, we're on bikes, so we just go around the edges of it. And, hey, when you've gone to jail for civil disobedience, that's what we do. But anyway, so then we go in, and we're just checking out this new neighborhood. These houses are being built. And here's this one down at the end. It's gorgeous. It's probably 5,000 square feet. It's just this unbelievably beautiful place with a view of Mount Hood. And then it's the only one of those that hadn't been pre-sold, but it had a price tag on it, and it was $500,000. Well, you know, in Southern California and other parts of the country, that's no big deal. Where we are in Oregon, that's like twice as much as the nicest house you're going to find back in mm-hmm. at that time. And so we're looking at this, and all of a sudden it hit me. I said, hey, Ange, did you know that we gave away more royalties that came in the last year than this house is being sold for? In other words, if we chose to keep those royalties and we had done that, or if we chose to do it for the next year, just keep those royalties, we could pay cash for this house. And she's, really, Dad? No kidding. And it's just the reality sunk in to her, what it could have meant for our lifestyle or whatever. So I looked at her, and she knew all the good cause was going to, I mean, feeding and clothing children and hungry people all throughout the world and Bible translation and everything else. She knew where it went. So I looked at her and I said, so Ange, do you wish we would have done that and paid cash for this house instead of giving it away? And she looked at me and laughed. I'll never forget this. She laughed and she says, Dad, it's just a house. And yeah, that's when I already knew, but that God used that to speak to me deep down inside how much better the lives of my daughters were, contrary to the people thinking, well, you're just messing up your daughter's lives. No, it made a difference.